The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
You're listening to the Raiders Podcast Network, your official home for all things silver and black.
Gardner Minshew kind enough to join us. Newest quarterback brought in for the silver and black. Gardner, congratulations. Thanks a lot for joining us. How excited are you for a legacy play coming to Las Vegas to play for the silver and black? What does this day mean to you?
It means so much, man. And then now just being here, being in the building, like, I couldn't be more excited for the opportunity to get in here and compete and help this team win.
Gardner, tell me how the deal came about overall. When did you get news of this, the interest from the Raiders, your agent, and this flew on your radar? What was that experience like from the beginning?
Pretty much as soon as we heard it as an option, it was the option, you know, the only option. I was ready to go. They like me, I like them, and, man, I'm just couldn't be happier to be here.
Well, Gardner Minshew is our guest. I know a lot of people have brought it up. I brought my son. I've been with the Raiders 25 years, and you closed down the Coliseum with a win. Take me back to that day, the magnitude of beating the Oakland Raiders in the last game ever played in Oakland.
Dude, that was unbelievable. Last game in the Oakland Coliseum, everybody just flipping you off, pissed off that you're there. Everybody cheering because the whole game, oh, Raiders, they're going to win their last game. No. We come back, drive down, throw the ball to Chris Conley, touchdown. Everybody's quiet. Everybody hates John Gruden. It was the best day.
You know, I can't believe you're telling me this because I had to leave and get on BART, and then I had to get on a flight back to Vegas and how to explain how we lost that game. And then you recently beat the Raiders. So in this rivalry, and everybody talked about Max Crosby and you guys jawing at each other, how surreal is it for you now to put on the silver and black and come to the dark side?
No, it is surreal, man. It's one of those organizations that's just different. You know, there's nothing quite like the Raiders in the NFL. And the pride that's here, and man, I tell you, just being in this building, you feel it. Everybody's feeling it, and man, couldn't be happier to be here.
Gardner Minshew is our guest. Antonio Pierce, I know you were just talking to him. Max Crosby's the first guy in the building, last to leave. Tell me about a couple of the quick hellos you got, who you had a chance to meet today as you came into that beautiful facility.
I got in here, saw Max, squashed the beef right away. He's one of those guys you hate to play against him, but you absolutely love to play with him. Same thing with a guy like Christian Wilkins. Man, we've been kind of coming in here at the same time. Another guy I hate to play against, but love to play with, man. And just their energy, their competitive nature, it's something that makes everybody better.
Gardner Minshew joins us live from the Raider facility. I think you get this. And it's the first time we're talking, and I can't wait to meet you, that this organization is different. When you walk through that building and you see the Hall of Famers, Biletnikoff, Branch, you see the great coaches like Flores and Madden, what does that mean to you knowing this alumni base and who's played here before you?
Oh, it's unbelievable, man. The history here is real. I've actually met a few of the, like, I met Ray Guy one time. That was really cool. Met Fred Biletnikoff. Him and Mike Leach go way back. We all had a big night out with Fred Biletnikoff one time. He thought my dad coached Jim Brown, which was kind of interesting. But, man, just so cool to see the history. I met Kenny Stabler when I was, like, in seventh grade.
Wow.
At an Alabama spring football game. Like, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, it just feels like this is meant to be, man.
I love that. You nailed it. You mentioned Fred Biletnikoff to me in the Raider Nation. You win the interview right out of the gate. A couple of quick things before we let you go. Competing against Aiden, there's going to be a draft coming up here. It's just a lead. You're a leader. I've talked to other people that said when you get on your knee in the huddle and command the huddle to play for you. Is that your number one trait other than your athletic skills, is to control the room and compete?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things as quarterback, is just getting everybody to pull together. Getting 11 people working as one through communication, through just your presence. And I think that's one of the things. I think we got the right guys in this building, the right people. And if you can build on that, then then you can do some really special things.
Hey, as we wrap this up, you got to give me a Vegas story. Coming out with your boys for a bachelor party, college. Give me a Vegas story why you love Vegas. Have you had fun here in the past?
Oh, yeah, I've definitely had fun here in the past. I'll tell you, the coolest thing I've done here, I got to fly with the Air Force Thunderbirds. Pulled 9 Gs, and I passed the hell out. It was unbelievable. One of the coolest experiences of my life.
Wait a second. I've seen that in the Tom Cruise movies. Sometimes the guys don't pass out. You're passed out. How'd you end up coming to when they dove down again? What happened there?
No, I didn't even know I passed out, honestly. It was like a few seconds. We came out of the turn, and I'm just like looking around, a little dazed. But, you know, there's no worse for the wear, really.
Last one, Devontae. Big deal, man. You get an opportunity, and you've had good wide receivers throughout your career, and you find them when they're open. This Devontae Adams is special. How are you looking to build that relationship in the offseason?
Oh, man, just met him. The thing I hear about him, he's all ball, man. He wants to win. He wants to compete. So, I mean, I think we're starting off on the right foot. Getting on the same page with him is going to be a huge priority. I think a lot of the way the offense goes will be how he goes, you know. So when you have great players like that, you do everything you can to help them out.
Gardner, I look forward to meeting you in the next couple of weeks, man. Thanks a lot for doing this. I greatly appreciate it.
Come on, you know what time it is, Raiders.
Yeah!
Coach here with Barker. Let's go.
There it is. How about that? All right, Gardner Minshew.
Thank you for listening to the Raiders Podcast Network. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.